Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you. Very glad you've joined me for The Thistle and Shamrock. Breton guitarist Dan Arbraz, joined by Nolly Casey on fiddle, Donal Lunny on bouzouki for Spike Island Lasses. Thanks again for coming along for the music. This week on Thistle, musical heroes, and we'll use the term loosely to include heroines, of course. But what is it about the songs or the style of some performers that wins them legendary status, especially on their own home turf? Strong songs, of course, but also that authenticity, just being themselves. Dan Arbraz, who opened with legendary names of Irish music, is revered at home in Brittany. Home, now that has something, I think, to do with it as well. Sometimes artists who return home after a long time away win a special place in people's hearts. It's probably true with Trina Nichonal. Her legendary involvement was with the Bothy Band in Ireland. She lived for over two decades in the States, playing with Touchstone, Relativity, Night Noise, eventually returning to live in Dublin and collaborate with family and long-standing musical friends like Donal Lunny. Here she is with The Banks of Clody.
On a summer's morning, all in the month of May, down a bayonne flowery gardens, I carelessly did stray. I gave over her a fair young maid in sorrow. For her love. He flew into a
strong. When the picking's over, we'll be gone. You call us the harvest gypsies. We only came because we must. We were driven here by dust, and they won't even look at us. We're only harvest gypsies. There's apricots in Santa Clara. In Cairn County they have apples there, and the grapes they're growing everywhere for the harvest gypsies. Child before San Fran. We're strangers, they don't understand. We are the harvest gypsies. The hardest that it's ever been. Sold my blankets for gasoline. It's only hunger I have seen. Now I'm a harvest gypsy. The gondolas, the railway lines, filled with men. It's time, drawn by the orange and the lime, all the harvest gypsies. That they despise. Without us they would rot and die. Without the harvest gypsies. The Holbrooks, we were farming men. I dream one day I will again. To miss the soil's a curious pain when you're a harvest gypsy.
If you hadn't heard of Chris Drever before, someone will mention him to you before long. A rising name on the acoustic music singer-songwriter circuit, there with Harvest Gypsies. The name of Dick Gochan is known by folk music followers the world over, and his appeal is greater than ever in his own backyard. It's the voice, yes, the remarkable, unique guitar style, but also the integrity, the no compromise that wins him his following. He's a working class hero of the music, local and international, a songwriter, different drum coming up, and a sensitive interpreter for the folk song tradition. Here with the Bleacher Lassie O'Kelvin Haugh, Dick Gochan.
As I gazed on a fine summer's evening, walking down by the broom lawn, it was there I spied the fairest lassie. Cherry cheeks, a skin like snow. Says I, my lassie, is it you that wanders all the lane by the broom lawn? won't be cancer. It's the truth I'll tell ye. I'm the bleacher lassie on Calvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, do you remember the ships that sailed down the Broomlaw, and the sail of Laddie, one who admires the bleachard lassie on Calvin Hall? Oh, laddie, laddie, I will remember the ships that sailed down the Broomlaw, and the sail of laddies, they get tipsy with a bleachard lassie on Calvin. Oh, lassie, lassie, will ye gang with me? And I'll plead ye up in fine satins broad. Oh, indeed, kind sir, I'm unplainly tell ye of a lad o' mine, and he's far away. The 7 years since I lured a sailor, the 7 years since get away. I bear another 7 I wait upon him, and I'll bleach my claves here on Calvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, ye have been faithful, and you've thought on me when I'm far away. Twa hearts will surely be rewarded. Oh, pertnie me on Calvin Hall. It's this couple they get married, and they keep a nail hoose between them twa, and the sail of laddies, the organ drinking at the bleachard lassies on Calvin Hall. Thank you. feet. Time to walk down a different street. Time for change. Here it comes. Change to the rhythm of a different drum. Look out, world, here we come. Walking to the rhythm of a different drum. Look out, world, here we come. Walking to the rhythm.
Walking to the rhythm.
Walking to the rhythm of a different drum. For a new song to be sung. Sing in your own voice, in your own tongue. Look out, world, here we come. Sing into the rhythm of a different drum. Look out, world, here we come. Sing into the rhythm,
sing into the rhythm,
sing into the rhythm of a different drum. World in chaos, run by fools. Real values, money rules. Mammon laughs, children weep. Millions die, still you sleep.
Time to wake up, find your tongue.
Wake to the rhythm of a different drum. Look out, world, here we come. Wake to the rhythm of a different drum. For a new song to be sung. Sing in your own voice, in your own tongue. Look out, world, here we come. Look out, world, here we come. To the rhythm of a different drum. Time to wake up, find your tongue. Wake to the rhythm of a different drum. Future's calling, here it comes. Calling to the rhythm of a different drum. Future's
different drum, Dick Gochan, a hero of Scottish folk song, and in a similar vein, Ireland's Christy Moore is still to come. Don't forget that online we provide more details of what you hear on the radio. Our programme playlists are updated each week and archived at our website, where podcast and listen again links are all just a click away at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie with more of Dick Gochan there. Remember I was saying earlier that sometimes when well-loved musicians return home after a long absence, they're promoted into that category of local hero, no matter how well-known they may be around the world. I think you could say that Eddie Reader has been given that unofficial status, especially since she returned to Scotland after a long stay in London. She went back to her roots musically as well in some of her singing, rediscovering Burns and traditional songs. So here's Eddie Reader then with Simple Soul, one of the many songs she's co-written with Boo Hurdeen, followed up with something traditional.
Simple soul. When I was weary, I'd close my eyes. If I had a simple soul, not too complicated to shiver when I'm cold. I'll make my home where I'm bound. If I had a simple soul. Say my prayers and hope to God, I know He will know. I'll take my daily bread when hunger starts to grow. Doesn't have to be that hard, if it hurts you let it go. What you see is what you are, and you got a simple soul, a simple soul. Turn your dust to gold, but it only takes a child to see the diamonds in the coal. It's not so easy when the habit takes a hold. I never knew it would be so hard to keep my simple soul, simple soul.
So far from me, I'll leave them all and I'll go see me bold, undaunted soldier. Ah, Mary dear, your parents' love, I pray don't be unruly. For when you're in a foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle shot from an angry cannonball, and you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by your gallant soldier. I have 50 guineas in bright gold, likewise a heart that's bolder, but I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, me bold and daunting soldier. So don't say no and let me go, and I will face the daring foe. We'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, me gallant soldier.
many musicians, John McCusker is their local hero. As producer, composer, multi-instrumentalist, he's worked with Paul Weller, Patti Smith, Teenage Fan Club, Battlefield Band, Billy Connolly and Eddie Reader, who we heard just before. John McCusker there with Shake a Leg. Christy Moore is one of Ireland's great voices. From his days with Planxty and Moving Hearts, he has, as a solo performer, come to occupy a singular place in the heart of anyone who enjoys Irish music. It's the down-to-earth manner, the passion of this ordinary man, as one album was titled. We're going to hear him sing Ride On, followed by a song by the man who wrote that song. First of all, here's a local hero from the west of Ireland, McDara.
بین خمار خگون دخوار بین خمار خگون دخوار این خمار خگون دخوار که با خمای نیوی من واهرین لکتون نینم من واهرین لکتون نینم من واهرین لکتون نینم من وونی نو نهیلیه نیل تو جنان هی نکوز نیل تو جنان هی نکوز نیل تو جنان هی نکوز نرویز تو تری جبای تو مو واهرین لکتون نینم من واهرین لکتون نینم من واهرین لکتون نینم من وونی نو نهیلیه برنم هی مگریسی برو برنم هی مگریسی برو برنم هی مگریسی برو نه فکر خرم نه نلار سیار واهرین لکتون نینم من واهرین لکتون نینم من واهرین لکتون نینم من وونی نو نهیلیه خمار خگون دخوار به این خمار خگون دخوار این خمار خگون دخوار که با خم مینی بیم باهری نلکتون نمیم باهری نلکتون نمیم باهری نلکتون نمیم خونی نام نمیلیه این خمار خگون دخوار به این خمار خگون دخوار این خمار خگون دخوار که با خم مینی بیم
Standing 16, one or two, with eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. When you're riding to the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie, and look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to.
I was looking from my window on the moon on a moonlit night, and everything was perfect, if not perfectly inside. And it put my mind to wondering of the night we turned to day, beneath the castle on Tigmore's mountain, with our hearts been swept away. Hearts been swept, hearts been swept, hearts been swept away. With the silver stream rushing and the pulling at our feet, and I'm glad I'm no longer, and I'm glad I've seen it. I think I'll never see a beauty such as yours framed in that night. You wore it like a cloak, you did, on my enchanted side. On my enchanted, I enchanted, my enchanted side. On my enchanted, I enchanted, my enchanted side. My vision will not soar again, as was deemed on that fair night, when everything was perfect, if not perfectly inside. How these souls that went a-wandering on the liquid night did stray, beneath the castle on Tigmore's mountain, with their hearts being swept away. With our hearts being a-swept, hearts being a-swept, hearts being a-swept away. With the silver stream a-rushing and a-pulling at their feet, when they sat down with the hunger and the three of them did eat. I myself did paint this beauty and did frame her in that night. This is the portrait of my love, you see, on my enchanted side. On my enchanted, I enchanted, my enchanted side. On my enchanted, I enchanted, my enchanted side.
Jimmy McCarthy with On My Enchanted Sight. His name is not so well known to you perhaps as a performer, but he's written many songs that you will have heard, sung by Mary Black and others, including Ride On, sung just before then by Christy Moore. Well, I hope you've enjoyed your encounter with some of the rising names and the legends of roots music, and I'm guessing that although these names are known far and wide, being so well received in their own backyards means a great deal to these folk. Is there any bigger local hero than a piper? Finlay MacDonald Band ahead on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a thistleradio.com production. And that's where our playlists are updated each week and archived. Also, if you miss something on your radio, you can always listen again. Check our podcasts too, all at thistleradio.com. And for playlists by mail, you'll need our address. It's the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. And thanks for that self-addressed stamped envelope. Am I right? Isn't there something heroic about pipers, especially when they get their instruments to do this? It's the Finlay MacDonald Band. I'm Fiona Ritchie. See you again next time. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie and is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.